kull min għad kellu uġiħ ta' dar kultant jew uġiħ ta' ras jaf kem uġiħ bħal dan jista' jħallik bla saħħa u ma ikollok aptit ta' għamel xejn. Iżda għal dawk b'kundizzjonijiet ta' uġiħ kroniku, jiġifieri uġiħ li jibqa' għal tul ta' żmien, kif timmaniġġja dan l-uġiħ joħloq ħafna sfidi. Studju ġdid jagħti ħarsa lejn xi strateġiji ta' regolazzjoni emozzjonali biex jgħinu lin-nies jimmaniġġjaw uġiħ bħal dan. Il-Kulleġġ Awstraljan ta' l-Anestetisti jgħid li hemm numru differenti ta' tip ta' uġieħ li huma rikonoxxuti b'mod komuni. Dawn jinkludu uġieħ kbir, uġieħ minn kanċer u uġieħ kroniku mhux minn kanċer ukoll, inkluż aktar minn 200 kundizzjoni kronika ta' uġieħ. Ikun xi jkun it-tip ta' uġieħ li persuna tkun qed tgħaddi minnu, l-effetti fuq l-aspetti kollha tal-ħajja ta' l-individwu jista' jkun profond. Il-professur Lorimer Mosley huwa professur ta' neuroxjenzi fl-Università ta' South Australia u il-president ta' Pain Adelaide jgħid li nies b'uġieħ bħal dan huma vulnerabbli ħafna.
Chronic pain is extraordinarily complex, and everyone's chronic pain is theirs. It's not a universal condition. The contributors to it and the things that modify it and help and hinder are different, and they're quite individually specific. This is a large group of people who are challenged by chronic pain, and they're a group of people that for decades have been on the edges, have been not believed, and probably even worse than that, had been called malingerers or been told you're just going to snap out of it or it's all in your head.
Wieħed minn kull ħames persuni fl-Awstralja u New Zealand jesperjenzaw uġieħ kroniku f'xi stadju ta' ħajjithom. Uġieħ kontinwu huwa rikonoxxut bħala kwistjoni ewlenija tas-saħħa fid-dinja. Uġieħ bla serħan jista' jaffettwa kull qasam tal-ħajja ta' persuna b'konsegwenzi soċjali, finanzjarji u emozzjonali kbar. Flimkien mal-medikazzjoni u il-kirurġija teknika oħra ta' trattament, jinkludi edukazzjoni u trattamenti psikoloġiċi bħal imġiba u terapija ta' għarfien. Riċerkaturi fl-Università ta' New South Wales u ta' riċerka neuroxjentifika fl-Awstralja għamlu riċerka li tiffoka fuq l-esperjenzi ta' persuni b'uġieħ kroniku u issem ta' li proċessar emozzjonali fl-immaniġjar ta' kundizzjonijiet ta' uġieħ kroniku. It-tabib Nell Norman Knott hija riċerkatriċi u manager klinikali fl-Università ta' New South Wales u riċerka neuroxjentifika fl-Awstralja. Titkellem dwar id-diffikultajiet biex nies f'din il-qada jħarsu lejn l-aspetti pożittivi tal-ħajja biex iwarbu l-emozzjonijiet negattivi.
It's incredibly emotional. And we see this because people who we see and in the literature we know they present with heightened levels of worry, they present with low mood. And from an emotional and mental health standpoint, we see increasing levels of anxiety and depression in up to about 80% of people with chronic pain. But the aspect of we're particularly interested in is this concept of emotion dysregulation, which really means difficulties being able to bring up positive emotions and dampen down negative emotions. And increasingly, we see in the literature that people with chronic pain have emotion dysregulation as a feature of their condition.
L-awturi tal-istudju jgħidu li m'hemmx differenza dwar it-tip ta' uġieħ li jkollha persuna għax l-effetti emozzjonali huma simili ħafna. L-istudju inkluda t-tipi kollha ta' uġieħ kroniku mill-emigranja, jiġifieri uġieħ ta' ras kbir għal uġieħ kroniku fid-dar u uġieħ fil-muskoli u ta' infjammazzjoni. Il-professur Mosley jgħid li hija ħaġa loġika li l-uġieħ kroniku jkollu impatt kbir fuq l-istat emozzjonali tal-persuna.
Then of course, it's going to make life more difficult in so many ways, including regulating your emotions. So that's an intuitively sensible link that if you're under a lot of pain, you're under a lot of stress, you're in fear, it's harder to regulate your emotions. What is less intuitive but is equally important is that It's a two-way street. So if for some other reason you struggle to regulate your emotions, then that will probably make pain more impactful and probably make pain worse, such is the complexity of pain. I mean, the true story of how pain works inside the human body and brain is extraordinary and points to how much we've got in front of us to solve this problem.
L-istudju sar fuq grupp ta' nies li nofshom mal-kura medika għall-uġigħ ħadu kura psikoloġika u n-nofs li ħorbaqgħu fuq il-kura medika biss. Dawk li kellhom kura psikoloġika kellhom riżultati aktar pożittivi minn dawk li ħadu il-kura medika biss.
Well, we found that there was a significant improvement in emotion dysregulation in people who received pain and emotion therapy compared to those who continued to access the usual treatment. So we also saw that there were significant benefits in people's depression, anxiety, sleep problems, and their well-being, in that those people that received pain and emotion therapy compared to those who didn't saw significant improvements in all of those areas.
Il-professur Lorimer Mosley jgħid li ħaġa importanti li wieħed għandu jiftakar dwar uġigħ kroniku huwa li l-ebda strateġija weħida ma taħdem. Informazzjoni minn diversi sorsi hija importanti.
The evidence-based guidelines around the world, when they list what are the most important treatment approaches for people with chronic pain, they all list education as the first one. And it's easy for us as health professionals or for people challenged by pain to think, well, I don't need more education. But what the evidence clearly shows is that if you can understand a bit more about the true complexity of how pain works, how your pain works, and the evidence-based approaches to slowly retraining your hypersensitive pain system, your likelihood of improvement radically improves.
Aktar informazzjoni dwar l-immaniġjar ta' uġigħ kroniku tista' tinkiseb billi tiċċekkja pain.revolution.org jew tiċċekkja mat-tabib tiegħek stess.